We're struggling with affordability at home, yet Harrisburg Democrats are focused on putting men in women's sports.
All right, Representative, we're back here in the Capitol this week. We had a long week of the session.
Yeah.
And one bill that got a lot of attention this week was House Bill 300. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, House Bill 300. You know, Anthony, this past week, the one before it, I had town halls, and I heard from my constituents, and they're telling me consistently about electricity costs, the costs going up because of what's happening with demand, with electricity, and just dealing with affordability issues across the board. We had three separate town halls all over the district. I was looking forward to coming back to Harrisburg and addressing some of these issues, but the marquee issue that we are dealing with this week now is HB 300. The Democrats obviously have a majority in the House of Representatives, so they're the ones that control the calendar, and this is what they want to talk about. HB 300 is a bill. It's called the Fairness Act, but really what it does is it creates a protected right for transgender individuals, which will be applied, if it becomes law, in all kinds of different spaces, including hospitals, schools, locker rooms, bathrooms. There's a technical phrase, I don't want to get too far into the weeds of the technical language of the bill, called public accommodation, which public accommodations would have to be opened to the group that is quote-unquote protected. And public accommodation, as it has been applied in Pennsylvania in other contexts and across the nation with bills just like this, it'll be applied to sports. So you'll have men being playing with women's sports with no objection from school districts. They won't be able to change anything there. You'll have hospitals. Religious institutions often create hospitals. They'll be forced to perform surgeries that they don't want to perform. You have public restrooms that men will be able to go and use with no objection. Really not a good bill, not a popular bill. Now, the bill was supposed to be voted on today. However, it looks like it's off the calendar for today. My guess is we'll come up in the weeks ahead and waste another week dealing with this issue when our constituents back home are dealing with affordability issues, the rising costs of electricity, taxes being out of control, and so on and so forth. The House Republican Caucus, we're focused on real issues. We want to handle problems that our constituents are facing. Just this week, we tried forcing a vote. We did, in fact, force a vote, but we tried getting across the finish line a mechanism to repeal property taxes so that our constituents could have a vote on whether or not they would like to see their property taxes repealed. All the Republicans voted on it. No Democrats voted on it. They want to focus on issues that don't matter to our constituents, and we want to focus on issues that will help our constituents on a day-to-day basis.
And let's talk about that property tax vote a little bit, because it was a constitutional amendment put forth by Representative Gillen, and we know a constitutional amendment has to go to the people to make the final decision. So essentially, I mean, do you feel Democrats are saying that they know better than their constituents back at home?
I think that's exactly what they're saying. And look, I understand that this is a complicated issue. Dealing with property taxes, eliminating them, how we do that, how we get to that point. Sure, everyone likes the idea. But getting there, it's not simple. And I appreciate that. But our constituents are the ones that pay those property taxes. We are the ones that pay those property taxes as taxpayers in this Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's not Harrisburg that pays the property taxes. And so it ought to be our decision. It ought to be our call. And dealing with the ramifications of that and how it all works, let's get some public input on that. I think it's an important issue to discuss. I think it's something that so many of us are dealing with. And in certain parts of the Commonwealth, it has become insufferable how high property taxes have become. So giving our constituents a voice in that process, absolutely. Harrisburg has proven itself not to be competent to solve this problem, and I think they ought to have a say in it. And I'm supportive of that for sure.
And the House Republicans have put forth multiple ideas to help with this affordability crisis that they just announced earlier today, actually.
Yeah.
tell us a little bit about
what's
going on.
Yeah, I'm actually a part of that package of bills. It's about tax relief, basically. You know, Pennsylvania, we nickel and dime tax on everything across the bill, across the board, excuse me. And we're trying to give tax relief to our constituents because they're feeling it right now. Making ends meet is not easy. And we're trying to address those problems moving forward. Hopefully, the majority party, the Democrats, recognize this as well and want to work with us to get this across the finish line. I'm not optimistic.
What does your bill in the package specifically do?
So specifically, my bill is an exemption for sales tax on particular household goods that we all use. So when you go to the store and buy something, obviously, there's a tax on it. This would exempt taxes for particular household goods.
Also this week, you've had a little visitor in the office for the past couple
days. Yes, we had Evangelina. I was hoping to have Evangelina here with us today and maybe do a little bit of an interview with her, but she was a little bit shy.
That's okay.
It is okay. We'll get her in here. She is my seventh child. She's 5 years old, and she has been absolutely wonderful this week. She's listened very, very well. She's eaten too much candy, but that's okay because she's done such a good job. We'll have to make sure her mother doesn't hear that part of it. But it's always fun and it's helpful for me to have one of my children here. Sure, it makes things a little more complicated, but with the excellent staff that we have here and managing everything that's going on as well, it helps. It's a good reminder of why we do what we're doing, to ensure that their future is bright here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And it's just always a blessing to have one of my children here with me so that they can see also the ins and outs of what's happening in Harrisburg and get a good civics lesson as well while they're here.
Doing what you got to do for your kids.
That's right. That's right. And there's a lot of, having children is certainly a challenge, but at the same time, it's also a great motivator, and it gives you purpose, and having that purpose here with me throughout the week is a great reminder for me.
All right, Representative Kale, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. To everyone at home, thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Battleground Pennsylvania.